Good morning. Great to see everybody here, and to those of you online as well. Great to see you, although I don't see you, but hey, I know you're there. Okay. Sort of like God, we don't see him, but we know he's there, right? But we get evidence of his existence. You people online, we'll just have faith. We'll have faith that you're there. We know you are. That last song, My Lighthouse, our grandson is 3 years old, and they sent us a video of South Dakota of him singing that song. And right, last week when we were talking about joy, watching that video just brings you that joy. It was incredible. It was great. But today's about peace and God's peace. And he is our calm in the troubled sea. In him there is peace, and a special kind of peace, not peaces the world gives. But more on that later. First of all, let's hear from God through his readings.
Today's first reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 1 through 4. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. The second reading is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Here ends the readings.
Please stand if you're able for the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel is found in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 25 through 27. Jesus speaking. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You're in serating. You may be seated. Any children want to head out for kids' church? Feel free at this time. All right. Thank you, Lord, for the many gifts you give us. May we use them to your glory. Amen. All righty, fruits of the Spirit is what we've been learning about. The nine fruits of the Spirit that we see here. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And today it's all about peace. These fruits of the Spirit are from the Spirit. They are fruits that will sprout up within us and grow. And it's the work of the Spirit within us. And our lives should have these fruits. They should have these attributes. As Christians, these should be shining forth from us. So today, that of peace, which is a wonderful thing. When you can feel that, when you can soak in it, those times where you just, it just fills like every cell of your body. You just sort of, yeah, it's good. Now we have our worldly definition of peace, the absence of conflict. Peace could also be associated with things like calmness, serenity, tranquility, and contentment. When you can find that serenity, even in the midst of chaos, it's a wonderful thing. God's peace is all that and even more. To try to define it, it's one of those things, I don't know, maybe you just, it's hard to put into words. Some things are that way. And that's why we have things like art and music and try to express things that words cannot. But the peace is something you got to experience. You can read about it. You can hear people tell about it. But until you experience it, God's peace, his presence, which brings peace. Then you start to fully understand it. But again, it's a thing of God that we can't fully understand. But we sure do appreciate the part of it that we can understand and furthermore experience. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. And we're called the shalom community here, a community of peace and of God's presence. But the Hebrew shalom, it's more than just, again, worldly peace. It's wholeness and completeness. Wholeness and completeness, physically and spiritually. And that, wow, to experience that would be great. You know, we get those little pieces of it every now and then. It's wonderful. But in its fullness, that would really be incredible. You know, no worries. Yeah, and beyond that. Now, the peace, we can have this peace within. And even when we're surrounded by chaos. To have peace when you're surrounded by peace, you know, that's attainable. That's good. But sometimes everything's just going crazy around you, but yet you can be just in peace. And the opposite is also true. Sometimes we're surrounded by peace, but there's chaos within. In that case, we need God's peace. We can seek him. We can pray for it, and he will give us his peace. But we have to be open to it. We have to be able to receive it, right? We have to be able to cooperate with him. Because our God is a God of peace. He's not a God of chaos. He's a God of peace and a God of order. You look at all nature and all of creation, the way the different parts of the ecosystem all fit and work together. That's God's creation. That's his order. You look within the human body and the incredible design. The incredible design that all this grows out of just two cells, a sperm and an egg coming together, and it starts to multiply, starts to replicate. That life is incredible and it's precious and it's of more value than anything else. You know, life is a gift that we've been given. And it leads to us. I mean, wow. And there's order within our body. There has to be cooperation between the cells and the systems and the organs and things like that. Again, a God of order, a God of peace, and a God of love. Now, this earth does not have total peace. Just turn on the news, right? Look around you. There's not total peace. But there will be. There will be. There will be. And that's what we heard about in Isaiah today. Isaiah chapter 26. In that day, when Jesus comes, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. This talks about the peace to come. This song of praise has, you know, much more to it. We just looked at the first four verses. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Yeah, there's going to be a great city, the New Jerusalem. We're going to have the new heaven, the new earth, and the New Jerusalem. That'll, again, in that day, for those that experience salvation, right? Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. Yeah, God's going to open it up to everybody. And the righteous nation. We're not talking a political nation here, okay? We're not talking, you know, like the United States of America or other nations. This is his people. Those that have accepted Jesus. He's going to open up the gates so that they may enter. The righteous nation. And again, we can't be righteous on our own. It's only through what Jesus has done. He has made us worthy. He has made us righteous. So those that have been made righteous through Jesus, what they're talking about here, that's the nation that we get to be a part of. And we are a part of. If you've accepted him, you trust in him, you are already a part of that. And you can look forward to this. The nation that keeps faith. Yeah. To trust in God. And when you trust in God, you can experience peace. You know, in God we trust. It's more than just a motto on coins. It's more than just that. And trusting in him is when we can have that peace. Because we don't have to worry about things. We know that our ultimate destination is set when we're believers. Yeah, we're going to have troubles on this earth. Jesus said you will have troubles. 100%. It's going to happen. But you can have peace in the midst of it with God's presence. He says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast. When our minds are on him, we can experience perfect peace. Sounds pretty good to me. Because they trust in you. Again, trusting in God will lead to peace. In the midst of the storm, trusting in him. In the good times, trusting in him, but also in the bad times. It says, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself is the rock eternal. We can get a little bit of that peace here, but it's going to endure in the world to come. In heaven, we're going to have entire peace, complete peace. There's no sin, there's no pain, there's nothing wrong. It's all good, it's all God. and it's going to be all peace. That's pretty good. I like that. And we get to experience that. Again, we can have peace here on earth, but we look forward to the peace to come as well. And that peace is associated with God's presence. If he's present in our lives, we ask him in, he's going to bring that peace. The Holy Spirit's going to dwell within you, right? And those fruits of the Spirit, peace among them, are going to be in your life. So we look forward to that peace and that day to come. But until then, we're in this world, right? And that's a bit of what we had heard in Paul's letter to the Philippians today. He says, do not be anxious about anything. It seems to me that people many times need something to worry about. Yeah, you help them through one battle or whatever, okay, that's over with. Whew. Now they're going to find something else to worry about, something to dwell on. You know, not dwelling on God and his peace, right? So, but Jesus tells us, and Paul here, God through Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. And Jesus says that too. You read in the Gospels. But in every situation, not just some situations, but we have that word every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And peace will result. By prayer and petition. Taking it to the Lord in prayer. When things get overwhelming, you know, just turn to him. Cast your cares upon him. Cast your anxiety upon him, as it says in 1 Peter. He's there and willing to help. I mean, it's like this hand that's out there. You know, I'm willing to help. Are we going to take hold of it or not? We go back to that old hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry everything in God in prayer. We don't have to carry the burdens. We can give them over to him. And don't take them back. You know, let him have it, all right? Let him do the heavy lifting. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. We don't have to do that, right? We're forfeiting our peace. We're giving it away instead of holding on to it. We're bearing needless pain that we don't have to carry. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Finding those quiet times, seeking him, feeling that presence, feeling that peace. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, we get little bits of it here and there, but to live in that is great. We should never be discouraged, take it to the Lord in prayer, when discouragements come. You know, we can have God's armor where they're going to sort of bounce off of us. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus has been human. He knows what it's like to be human. He's willing to share it with us. Jesus knows every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. That old hymn is just wonderful. And it's talking about God's peace. That's available. God's extending it. He's just holding it out. If we'll just, you know, take it. To join up with him, to trust in him, to have that faith. So with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, thankful that he's going to take it away from us, right? Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Here's what results is this peace. When we're willing to give it over to him, the peace of God, which, again, is not the peace of man, which transcends all understanding. We can't even fully understand it, but we can experience it. We'll guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We'll guard it. We'll guard it. We'll guard it. Okay. A guard is set watch over something. Does not let others in. Joining the army, you learn your three general orders. The first is, I will guard everything within the limits of my post and quit my post only when properly relieved. Okay, that's still in there after many years. I don't know why it's still in there, but it still is. Those are pounded into us, I guess. But when God is guarding something, is anything going to get past that guard? No. Is it secure? Yes. Safe? 100%. Because there is one who seeks to steal our peace. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He seeks to steal our peace, take it away, to kill our peace, to destroy our peace. Because he wants to see us in confusion. He wants to see us in anxiety. Those are the kind of seeds that he sows. And when we take hold of that, when we accept that kind of thing, don't, you know, but we tend to fuel it. It's sort of like he can just start a little bit of stress, anxiety here, and then go off to do other mischief, and we give it fuel. We start worrying and being anxious, and we give it fuel. we make it snowball. He doesn't even have to do that. He can just start the ball rolling. And we give it fuel many times. But don't give it fuel. Give it to God. Give it to Him. Trust in Him. Have faith in Him. He's going to take that away from you. Pray more and worry less. It's like a mathematical proportion, inversely proportional, proportionate. The anxiety in prayer. The more the prayer increases, the lesser the anxiety, right? And the less prayer we have, the more the anxiety. They're inversely proportional. They're opposites, but inversely proportional. I sort of like that. It's one that has taught math, you know, a number of times and see that all the time in physics, the inverse proportions, yeah. But prayer and peace, they're directly proportional. The more you pray, the more peace you'll experience. And the less you pray, the less peace you'll experience. So let us pray. Let us seek Him, right? Let us trust in Him. Let us have faith in Him. It continues. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. These are attributes of God, I suppose, huh? Noble, no one more noble, right? He's always right, okay, yes. Even when we think we're right, no, God is, right? Okay, whatever is pure, He is pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. But things like that, think about such things. If we put our focus on that, because what you focus on is what you're going to experience many times. There might be a situation where you can look at the good or the bad. If you look at the good, you're going to see good and you're going to experience good. In that same situation, you could look at the negatives. You're going to see negatives and you're going to experience negatives, which will only draw you down, right? It'll only draw you down. So we want to focus on the positive is what he's saying here. Focus on the positive. Focus on the things of God. Especially in the midst of trials and strife. Fill your mind with good. Sort of like that old saying, you are what you eat. And we're not just talking physical eating. Whatever you put into your mind is what's going to grow there, right? If we have a positive attitude, if we're dwelling on the things of God, we're going to become more like that. That's going to control our thoughts. And our thoughts will start to control our actions. And then we can bless others as well. So think about such things. Absolutely, it's healthy. Mentally healthy for that. Again, if you focus on the negatives, that's not mentally healthy. We all have mental health, either positive or negative or neutral. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. So yeah, don't just think about it. Do it. Right? Do it. Faith without works is dead, according to James. You can have all the faith, you can have all these positive things, but you have to put them into practice as well. The way that we treat others, the way that we interact with others, for sure. Put it into practice, and then what happens? And the God of peace will be with you. Yeah. You get to feel that. Are there things to worry about? Absolutely. There are. We have concern. Maybe for others, well, definitely for others, but maybe for a child or something that's doing something wrong, you know, for our kids, or for all kinds of situations throughout the workday or in our life, or we're looking at things, maybe things that have happened to us in the past, but we can't be controlled by that. Let's focus on the good. Let's focus on the positive. Let's bring it to God and, again, hand it over. Don't be dragging around that heavy burden. Just hand it over to Him. And you can be set free. It's not going to haunt you anymore. If you give it over completely and don't hold on to part of it, don't try to take it back, but just bring it to God. You can be delivered. You can experience freedom, which is incredible. So all this is available. Why would we not want to do that? Why would we not want to experience peace, to be free? Who in their right mind wouldn't want that? But the human side of us, again, tends to hold on to that. And a little bit of anxiety, I suppose, can fuel you at times. Maybe it can be good in a way. But to have that peace of God, it's a wonderful thing. And Jesus offers that peace. We had heard that in the gospel today as well. Okay, he's talking to the disciples and his last night there with them. He's telling them many things. Now he's telling them the why here. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So if he doesn't go away, the Spirit can't come, and the Spirit's going to be like our own portable Jesus. You know, Jesus was walking around Galilee and Cana and things like that. But when we got the Spirit within us, wherever we go, he dwells within us, wherever we are. And that peace can follow us and dwell within us wherever we are. Because God is the God of peace, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of peace. Now, the Holy Spirit has other jobs, too. He's going to convict you at times. Do we need convicting at times? Yeah, okay. We start to do the human thing, what we think is right, and all of a sudden, he sort of convicts us, right? But he's going to guide us. He's going to lead us onto right paths if we're willing to be led. Again, we can put up a fight. We can be stubborn. We can insist on doing our own thing. But if you're willing to be led by God, I mean, is he going to lead you in the wrong way? No, he cannot. He cannot. He's not that kind of, he's God who is right, who is perfect, who is just. So having his Spirit within us is going to be our moral compass as well. It's going to lead us on the right paths. If we're not sure, seek God. He'll let you know. Or else seek him in his word. He's full of instructions right here, letting us know. Pay attention to it. He will teach you all things. Let us be willing to be taught. Let us be good students, huh? Remind you of everything I have said to you. Yeah. And here he talks about peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. This is not the world's peace. This is God's peace that he leaves with us. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Again, anxiety and fear are things of the enemy. God is not a God of anxiety or fear. He is the God of love. He's there with us and for us. We get to be on his side. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Again, he's saying, don't worry. Don't give in to stress, fear, or anxiety. If we're trusting in him, no matter what comes against us, we know that it's good, or that it'll end in good, right? He can work all things to good for those that believe, right? But we know that our end is assured. Lord, make us instruments of your peace, that we can spread peace wherever we go, that your peace will flow through us, Lord, into the people and situations around us. Your peace. Amen.